Hi everyone, it's Annika. Welcome back to a bubble tea talk. Today, well, before I get started, I'm just gonna say it has been a while and it's definitely weird recording again. I just haven't recorded a podcast in ages, and now I'm sitting on my doorstep. We are in quarantine, and so I'm recording outside just because it's a nice day and I thought, why not? So if you hear any like cars and stuff, or birds even, because the roads are a bit more empty than normal, then that's probably why. Today I wanted to talk about things to do in quarantine, because while this is like obviously quite a regular topic coming up now with like YouTubers and podcasters, because it's good content and hopefully it helps people like from being bored or like just stuck in the house meaninglessly during lockdown, because pretty much everyone is in some kind of restrictions or has some kind of rules to follow. Obviously, some places more than others. So, but currently for me, I've been in quarantine for, I want to say, definitely over 9 weeks now, maybe even more. It has been a while. It's been a bit of a ride because definitely getting used to it and all that kind of stuff and doing school in quarantine has been so different. I'm not going to say it's good or bad, because actually I found it a lot less stressful than going to actual school, but at the same time it is obviously a big change. So just trying to stay positive and stuff, but obviously it hasn't always been easy. I thought I'd talk about this topic because I thought I had some pretty good ideas on what to do. I haven't personally felt like super bored myself. I haven't like had a day when I've just been like, oh my God, what do I do? Because I guess that doesn't happen a lot. Maybe sadly because of like Netflix and or like that constant like feed that can just swallow up so much time of like social media and the internet. But I So that's maybe why, because I think boredom actually, when you're bored, it like sparks creativity, because when you have nothing to do, like you can sit there for a bit with like nothing to do, and then suddenly you like something clicks and you're like, oh wait, actually, I'm going to do that. But and you wouldn't normally like think of it, with if you hadn't done that already, like if you hadn't been bored in the first place. So yeah. I have been listening to so many podcasts recently, like in quarantine. I don't know why. I think it's just 'cause I just find them really relaxing. So maybe if you just wanna like put this on while you're making breakfast, or you're just around the house, or lying in the garden, or whatever, or you're on your balcony, then I hope you enjoy this episode, and I'm gonna hopefully make it as interesting as I can for you guys. And I don't want to just give you the normal like what to do in quarantine. Oh yeah, read a book, watch a YouTube video, because maybe this things like this will give you a bit more fun and like purpose and excitement in your quarantine days or lockdown days, whatever the restrictions where you are. So I have a massive, I would like to tell you that I have like 20 top tips, but I just have a bit of paper in front of me with like a ton of stuff to do and I haven't counted them and I don't plan on it. So here I'm just gonna say tips for quarantine, things to do in quarantine. Let's kick it off with Depop. Now, this has like been a popular topic on my fashion like one and stuff like that, but it's like I found myself being on Depop so much more, and not just like shopping, but also uploading more clothes onto it and like just selling, revamping clothing like in the first place, not necessarily on Depop. So it's a really good idea if you've just got like clothes hanging around. One, you can completely clear out your wardrobe, which might not be the best task, but if you put on some music or a podcast, it's not that bad of a task, and you feel really like clean after, because you're like, wow, there's so many clothes in here that I don't actually wear. Or you might find that you're already a minimalist, and you only have things that have me give meaning to you. So I wouldn't say I'm completely like Marie Kondo, but or I've completely Marie Kondo'd my wardrobe, but definitely just like gone through stuff, tried to sew stuff up, or I've just put on my Depop because I just haven't worn it in months and months, and it's like I'm probably not going to wear this in the months to come either. So, and someone else can make more use out of it, and you can make a bit of money from it. So that's pretty good. Also, remember to be careful with like postage and stuff. Like, you don't want to be going to the post office too much, obviously, but Depop is still pretty safe to do, and most people and like shops are carrying on with it. So yeah, go on Depop. You can like find new like sustainable little brands and stuff like that. I found that I got a really nice bikini because, you know, summer's coming and I'm just going to be in the sea the whole time, because we're allowed to go to the beach, so, you know, and I got a sustainable bikini made out of recycled fishing nets and stuff like that. So if you want to go like, you know, maybe invest a bit of money in like small brands or stuff like that, or if you don't want to spend any money, you can always just put your own clothes on there. So it's really easy to do from home, and it's like running your own little business, which is pretty handy. So that's my first tip. My next thing, well, the next thing that you could do is do the 30 days of yoga with Adrian. And this is just like a free YouTube like month of yoga. And if you go into her YouTube channel, it's like, I think it's called Yoga with Adrian, and like you can do 30 days of yoga. So you can like, or you don't even have to do 30 days, just do like a little yoga YouTube video. It can help like so much with stress, and it's just nice to have something to wake up to every day and be like, oh, okay, so what am I going to do today? If it's nothing else, then it can be, okay, I'm going to do a yoga video, and that can be the thing that you look forward to or that you accomplish in that day. So, and it's also pretty good because I know most of us have already been in quarantine for more than 30 days, so it's nice to know that, well, you know, you can complete it without having to worry that you're going to go straight back to work or to school, whatever. So you probably have enough time to complete the 30 days. So the next thing that you can do is do a room makeover with no new stuff, and like not buying anything, not going to like Primark or B&Q, wherever you like to do your big DIY for room like room makeovers, or apartment even room makeovers. I'm not sure how easy an apartment is to do with no new stuff, but you know, give it a go. So like what I mean by this is like, so if you're getting bored with your space, because obviously you're probably gonna be in your room or like in your house a lot more than normal, if you get bored with it and like you know, you have the urge to like change things up, my tip here is like just move around the furniture in your room. Like I just like switched up where like my dressing table or like where my desk or whatever, that kind of stuff, I just switched everything up. You know, you can move around, even if it's just like moving around some posters or like painting stuff and putting on your wall, or just, you know, getting out the old stuff that you used to have on your wall. Like I always keep I have a massive drawer in my room where I keep like old room decor that I haven't like. And then every time I get bored with my room, I just like open the drawer, see what I can switch up, switch out. And I find it like really refreshing to have a new different space. So even if it's something as little as just like putting up a photo that you haven't put up yet, or something like that, can actually make a difference, like small little like differences in your day, and makes it a bit more exciting, gives you a little bit more excitement because you wake up to a different space, which can be quite refreshing. The next thing that you could do is go and get a takeaway coffee, or go and get a takeaway meal. And obviously you have to spend money for this one, so obviously like it's not going to be for everyone. And I know some countries or like some places have more restrictions about how much like you can get food that's been prepared somewhere else and stuff in this whole lockdown experience. But most places are still doing takeaway coffees or like takeaway food, or you can at least order like for delivery. So, you know, if you want to like spice up your week and change up the home cooking, which I know can get like pretty tiring and like exhausting, like sometimes you just want a coffee from somewhere else because it tastes nicer, and you know, there's something about not making your own food that makes it nicer. So if that's something that you're interested in, or you want to just like spend a little money for a Friday night takeaway with your family or on your own, then go for it and just, you know, spend a little money and invest in like your local little coffee shops and businesses that might not be so well off during these times. So it's a great idea and benefits other people. And then kind of leading on from like the food thing is go and like scour the internet for new interesting recipes to make at home. So if you're getting bored of your usual pasta dish and your pizza or like whatever it is that you have like a lot for dinner, then it can help like bring variety to your day, I guess. And like it's like little things that you can switch up, because if every day is starting to feel like the same, then having a different kind of dinner or a different lunch or breakfast, whatever, can, you know, give you a little bit more excitement, as I've said before. But I just love like looking for new recipes and trying them out. And they're not always that successful, but they can be. So I recommend Cookie and Kate. It's like a food blog, but they do really good recipes for like muffins and different dishes, like the shakshuka and stuff. And like obviously BBC Good Food is a good one, because you can just literally search up like a food that you have in your fridge and recipe, and it will come up with so many good things. So like if you've got an old bag of kale or like something that's going off, you can just research it and you get like a really easy recipe that you haven't tried before. So my next idea is to make your bathroom into a spa. So this can sound kind of weird, and this is like really good to do with your siblings or your parents or whatever, whoever you want to do it with, or on your own, which can be nice and like, you know, a little self-care thing you can do. And it's like turn your bathroom into like the spa scene, like put on a robe or a onesie, you know, whatever you want to do, and like light some candles and like put out products and do like little manicures or pedicures like at home, which is like pretty easy to do. You don't need to have like loads of stuff, you know, you can just like clip your nails and or like paint them, and then you just got a little manicure. Or you can like do face masks or like anything that you have lying around the house, or like you can do DIY face masks and hair masks and like scrubs and everything. So if you want to DIY stuff and then make it into like a homemade spa. And my massive tip for this is not only put fairy lights in your bathroom, obviously be careful with electric and water, but also make sure that you like spray perfume around, make it smell all nice. And you can make spa water, which is like just make a jug of water with like lemons and mint and like raspberries or like different things you have lying around the house. And you know, you can always like make little spa snacks or whatever, and just like treat your mom or your dad or like whatever, whoever you want to do it with. It makes it like a little fun thing, and you can just make, and it, I don't know, I've been doing this with my sister since we were so small for like our mum on Mother's Day and stuff, and it's literally the funnest thing ever. I don't know why, but like doing each other's makeup and stuff like that, you can just do a little pamper time. And another thing you could do is, because I know so many people are struggling with the lack of a hairdresser, you know, try cutting a family member's hair or cutting your own hair. Like, there's so many YouTube videos out there, and I'm sure you will do fine. And even if you mess it up, it's fine because you're in quarantine, no one's going to see you, and you can go to the hairdressers once this is all over. So don't worry too much about messing it up. And it's a good time to, like, you can experiment with your hairstyles and your hair, because you can just cut it whenever you want. And you know, you can always get like, you can get like hair dyes, temporary hair dyes from supermarkets, so you could just experiment with your hair at this point. You know, maybe buzz it all off or grow it long, you know, up to you. I personally have only been to hairdressers like once in my life. My mum always cuts my hair, so I'm not really in an like a problem right now, but that's an idea you could do. So the next thing you could do is like invest in a passion or something, a hobby or something like that. And by this, I don't mean that like you don't, you know, it's, I don't mean this in like, oh, or like use this time wisely, spend loads of time and energy doing like the things that you've always been putting off. And but while like doing a bit of that is good, it's also about like having like a balance. And you know, not pushing yourself and stressing yourself too much around this time, because it is already like a pretty stressful state to be in, and it can be really worrying and anxiety inducing. So even just doing a little bit of things that like light a fire inside of you and like make you feel happy and things like that, that like invest time and energy into those things. And if if you fancy, like, you can go onto things like Skillshare and other online like platforms that do free classes. Like Skillshare's doing 2 months for free, and I actually just signed up to that this morning. I'm gonna do a photography course, and there's so many courses on there, and you basically have it free for quarantine, or maybe quarantine will be longer than that, but yeah, so I utilize the 2 months of free Skillshare, or you can like find other free ones there. And you know, or you don't have to do courses, just like doing the things that you like, which whether that be like playing a musical instrument, or you know, gardening or singing, whatever you feel makes you happy, or that you wanna learn, like learn new things, invest more time into. Now you've got that extra time, you know, you can just utilize it, and you'll find that it helps you de-stress at the same time and make you feel like you have a bit more purpose, like in your everyday life. Because I've definitely had like a moment where I've been like, what? Like, I do not know what I'm here to do. Like, why am like, I don't have like a real purpose for the next day, or like I wake up and I'm like, I don't actually have anything to do today, or like any reason for to do anything today. And so that like doing a course or something like that can really help make you feel like you're doing something productive with your time, and like you're learning new things, which is always good. And kind of leaning on from that one, is just do the thing, like doing things that you've been putting off, or doing things that are so available to you. So if you've got like a guitar that you bought like 7 years ago that's collecting dust on the side like of your room, or you've got books on the shelf that you bought and you intended to read but you didn't actually read, then now is the great time to go and do that, and you'll feel so much better, I swear, once you've read for 20 minutes, or you've, you know, done a little online guitar tutorial. And what you can also do is make Pinterest boards. I'm obsessed with Pinterest. Like, it's something that I won't do for like 3 weeks, and then when I like, I'm like, oh, I'll just go on Pinterest for a bit, I spend like an hour pinning and making new boards and like curating my boards. I'm so proud of them, and I've been doing them for like 4 or 5 years. Sorry about that shouting, that's just my family. Hashtag quarantine. But I love Pinterest, and it's really good just for like, it spurs creativity, spurs a bit of like innovativeness, and makes me feel a bit more positive about the future, because I like to like manifest through Pinterest. So if you like save things to like a future board, then though I like to think that it will help those things happen in the future, or help you realize the things that you want to accomplish. And I know that sounds pretty deep for like a Pinterest, but trust me, like just go and have a look, and you can follow other people's boards, and like, or you don't have to, you can just like search stuff up. Like, it's really good for recipes actually, and like fashion inspo, you know, keeping your style up. So yeah. I was just thinking about this one. I haven't actually written this down, but another really good idea is, and I do this when I'm like really bored, is looking like at your wardrobe and finding new outfits like out of the clothes that you already have. So it's, you don't buy anything new, and you just get really creative with it. And my favorite thing to do is like pick out clothes I think will go well together, and I just put them all on my bed or something like that, and I just try them out in different combinations, try like tying stuff up, rolling things up, or like, you know, just being really creative, and you get really good outfits out of it. And you can take pictures of those outfits, and then when you're out of quarantine, or when you go for your weekly shopping trip, you can wear them and you'll look amazing and you'll feel amazing because you've spent like actual effort into like making a good outfit. Obviously, at the same time, it's great just to be in lounge clothes the whole time, no makeup, no nothing, and it's fab. But sometimes you feel like making an effort, and I think that, and I think it's just, you know, it's fun to like dress up, like so to speak, and even if you're not going to be going anywhere. My next idea is to go on walks and explore your neighborhood. And I know that some places you're not allowed to go out at all, and I empathize with you so much. I've been loving going out for walks actually, because I'd say like my family liked going on walks before as well, but we definitely I don't know how to put it, but like we definitely have been going for way more walks as a family, and also going on more walks where we haven't been before, you know, exploring new things, because obviously if we're going out every day, it's important to switch it up. And so I'm really lucky because I have like quite a lot of options where I live. I live like quite not like super into the countryside, but enough into the countryside where I don't have to like walk along a road, or I don't have to drive somewhere to go on a walk. So I'm really lucky in that sense. But also, if even if you go around a park, I think it's really important to get out anyway, get out of the house for a bit, at least once a day if you can. And yeah, so that's probably like a tip as well as something to do if you want. You can always go with your family, or if you need a little bit of alone time, if you're not you know, because I understand like being with family is so full on. So sometimes it's nicer to go on a walk on your own, or if you're self-isolating by yourself, you could always go on a walk with a friend, but stay 2 meters apart or something. I think now there's been new like rules enforced where you can go on a walk with another family or another person as long as you don't breach any social distancing rules. So there's an idea. So that's something else you could do. My next point was going to be creative writing. Now, this is something that isn't for everyone, but I love creative writing, and I think it's like everyone can do it if they put their mind to it. And like it's really easy just to like write what comes out of your like out of your mouth sometimes, just because it feels way more organic and everything. Like it's nice sometimes just to like, you don't even have to, you know, you don't have to do anything with it, just keep it as a Word document or something, or you can even handwrite it, you know, get in your garden, put a little umbrella over your over a laptop or something, and then it won't get hot with the sun, and you can write outside. That's like what I've been doing, and definitely what I want to do more of, because I love creative writing and I find it so like therapeutic. And I always like vouch, oh yeah, I'm gonna write a book or something, and it ends up being a few pages long, but I still really enjoy doing it. And you don't have to worry about showing it to everyone or anyone, you don't have to do anything with it. It's just, it's sometimes nice, and you can also do courses on that. So that's just a very specific thing, but I love it. So that's just something that you could do. Another idea is you could like do isolation vlogs, like social isolate, blah, blah, blah. You could do lockdown diaries or vlogs or like something. And again, you don't have to post these anywhere. You can, obviously can if you want, but I just think that it's going to be really interesting to look back on. Like, because obviously this is like a quite a big part of history. Well, who knows? There might be a load of other rubbish stuff that happens after this in the world that will make it seem like the smallest issue, but at the same time, I feel like it's going to be interesting to look back on, or like, I don't know. It just seems like important to be like writing a diary, or doing like filming little bits, or like taking photos, or you know, doing a podcast, whatever. Like, just keeping some kind of track of the days, because it makes them seem a little, you know, it makes you, I don't know, it like puts it in the bigger picture a bit more. And maybe when you look back on it, you won't just think, oh yeah, I literally just watched TV for 12 months straight, or however long this is going to go on for. But you actually see what you did every day and like what kind of things you got up to. And I think it's quite interesting, and also good use of your time, because you've got the time, you might as well busy yourself with doing a diary. Because even if you're writing like, today was a pretty rubbish day and I did a puzzle, and that, you know, that made me a bit happier or something like that, I think it's something you could do. The next thing you could do is create the ultimate lockdown playlist. And I've actually already made a playlist. I didn't call it lockdown playlist, but I just sorted out like my Spotify. Like, generally sorting out your phone is a great thing to do, because there's so many like old contacts that aren't like even valid anymore. Like, you know, when people change their phone numbers, or like, you know, switch up your wallpaper, delete apps that you don't use anymore, clear your phone storage. You could do literally anything in it. Like, I feel like while trying to not go on your phone like a lot is a great idea, if you are on your phone, and I'm not saying that's like a totally bad thing, because I mean, come on, circumstances here, bigger picture. But if you are on your phone, you know, make it a nice place to be. And I always like, I feel, I don't know, it's the weirdest thing to explain, but I feel like fresh when I've got like new wallpaper, and I know that my storage is like clear, and like I've got no photos on my phone because I like uploaded them or something to a computer, or whatever. So, you know, you could do that, or and like sort out your Spotify or whatever you use for your music and create like a playlist. And like I deleted a load of playlists I had because they were all just like weird, and I just kind of compiled them into one big playlist with songs I actually like, because some of those playlists, like, I've grown out of the songs and I don't really like them as much anymore. So I actually love that, and now it's something I listen to so much, and like it's my favorite like making dinner playlist, I don't know. So yeah, another thing you could do, and this is like one of my favorite parts of it, it's one of my favorite things, and that is turn your space into a beach. And because I know that beaches are like, I think you can in the UK now, you can, not in the UK, but in England, I think you are allowed to go to the beach as long as you don't breach any social distancing rules. But if you had a big holiday planned, or you are stuck at home and you actually can't go to a beach or anything, and obviously, like, you know, England's beaches aren't the nicest, so I understand if you don't want to go. But if you can't make it to the beach, then turn your back garden or your balcony, or I don't know if you can, your living room or wherever, into a beach. And I love doing this. So basically what I would like recommend doing, make yourself some ice lollies, or like make some orange like ice cubes in a tray, or like make homemade lemonade, you know, look at those recipes. And then if you can, like on your balcony or your back garden or anything, like lay out a towel, get in your swimming costume or your bikini or whatever, your shorts or whatever you want to do, with like some sunglasses and a sun hat. Obviously wear sun cream if it's a hot day, and just, you can lie outside. You can even get like a bucket of water and put your toes in it if you want, to get that salt. Oh my god, you could put salt in a bucket of water and pretend that it's the sea if you wanted to. Give it that salty smell, I guess. And just, I just love just to sunbathe outside, pretend I'm at the beach, and like with a magazine, with a podcast, with some music, a book. And to be honest, I do this during my schoolwork as well, just because it makes me feel like so relaxed, and it's really fun to do. And you obviously, you know, you can just sunbathe on your own, or you can go extra and wear your swim costume and just pretend you're about to go swimming. And obviously at the same time, if you have a paddling pool, then please blow that up and put it in water in it. I don't have a paddling pool or anything, so I am definitely lacking in that area. But at the same time, I have gone swimming in the sea a little bit during quarantine, not a lot because it's still pretty cold, but I have swum the sea a little bit. So if you can make it to the beach, then go and do that, because it's a bit cold, but it's nice to get out of the house. And what I think is our last thing I'm gonna recommend is online gallery tours. So if you're someone that likes doing like going to museums, going to like art exhibitions, then head over to like the Tate Modern website, or maybe there's some other, the one I know of is the Tate Modern, that's doing virtual gallery tours. And I don't even think you have to pay for them. Please correct me if I'm wrong here, because I'm pretty sure you don't. And they are basically doing the virtual gallery tours, and I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but head over onto the websites and like make sure you've like checked out your local stuff. And because a lot of the time they do, like, you'll be surprised that they are doing a lot of stuff during this lockdown, and like keeping their websites running and stuff available. So if you like check out not just gallery tours, but I also mean like if your local like yoga studio is doing classes and that they're doing for cheaper, for example, my local yoga studio, I didn't think they'd be doing much for some reason. I don't know, because they're quite a small, like they're not a chain or anything. And then I went to a website and they were doing like had massive discounts on like all the classes and just doing Zoom classes. And so I joined in one of them. Not gonna lie, the yoga in Zoom yoga just didn't really work for me. Like, I love doing yoga in a class, and I think on Zoom I couldn't really relax properly, or like whatever it was, it just didn't work as well for me. But there's loads of classes that are available, so you know, give them a try and see what you think of them, and do a virtual gallery tour, which is something I really want to do, because I love going to the Tate and like going up to London, doing little day trips. So if that's something you like doing, then, you know, then do it. So that's just an idea. Okay, so I think that is a wrap on this podcast. I've covered quite a few points here, and I hopefully you're a bit more inspired, or you've got some ideas to, you know, keep you busy during lockdown and to make you feel like you have a bit more of a purpose, like during the day, or even things just to fill up the time that you would otherwise spend watching TV or just staring mindlessly at your fridge or whatever you're doing. I don't really know. And really my whole aim here is just to entertain you guys for a little bit and give you some ideas to keep that entertainment going, I guess, and things that I've been doing mostly and things that I kind of are vouching to do myself, because I know that I haven't really been not making the most of this time, but just keeping myself as busy as I could be and like just watching a bit too much Netflix even when it's sunny outside. So that always makes me feel so guilty. I don't know why, but it's just it's bad. So I'm gonna wrap up today's episode, and I hope to, well, not see you, but I hope you tune in to the next ones. You can check out my previous episodes if you like as well, and with that I'm gonna say bye.